the Supreme Court of the United States taking a hiatus. Jordan Rubin, he covers Bloomberg Law for Bloomberg, and he covers the Supreme Court. Jordan joins us here. Jordan, we really appreciate you joining us here. So this coronavirus impacting day-to-day life, daily life, has even applied to the Supreme Court. Give us the latest.
Sure. So the Supreme Court's building itself is closed to the public. The court has said that official business will go on, but we've seen an adjustment to that very recently where the court took the highly unusual step of postponing its upcoming March argument schedule. And so that's something that really has not happened in quite some time. So we're seeing even the Supreme Court, which ordinarily is functioning even when other parts of government are not, even taking a hit here due to this virus.
So, Jordan, give us a sense of what this means, you know, kind of day to day. I mean, give us a sense of how the Supreme Court operates. How many cases are going to be impacted by this? How long could this possibly last?
Sure. So the upcoming argument session, it's a two-week session where there's going to be a half a dozen cases or so that were set to be argued. And so those arguments are now put off. For one thing, it means that attorneys who are set to come to Washington and argue these cases, now there's a hitch in their schedule. Obviously, preparing for a Supreme Court argument is a huge thing. And so there's uncertainty injected into that. There's another argument session that's still on for next month. And so as far as these attorneys know, they're going to be set to argue it again. But who knows if they, in turn, are also going to have to change their plans at the last minute. So in a word, I would say it boils down to uncertainty, just as we're seeing in other aspects of the country. But here we're seeing it apply even to the Supreme Court, which usually, as I mentioned, is going on when other parts of government are not. But even the Supreme Court is not immune from this certainty here.
So were there any major, really high-profile cases here that are being impacted?
Sure. Well, one of the arguments that was going to happen in this upcoming session that was just postponed are the consolidated disputes about subpoenas into President Trump's financial information. So this is obviously one of the most closely watched disputes of the term. And now we don't know when those arguments are going to happen. You have people who are clamoring to get President Trump's financial information. And so they're calling on the Supreme Court not to unduly delay a decision in this case just due to the virus. So there's uncertainty into that case now as well.
So is there, you know, a lot of us now are working remotely. Does the Supreme Court work remotely?
So in the Supreme Court's latest announcement in announcing that the March argument session is postponed, they did note that they're essentially setting up some more remote working capabilities, and the justices are going to have their regularly scheduled conference this coming Friday, where in private they discuss pending matters. And the court noted that some justices may be calling in remotely to that session. And so while the court isn't going out and saying exactly which justices those might be, even the court is potentially working remotely in this situation too, just like the rest of us.
So, Jordan, is this just a case of cases will just be pushed back a little bit? They'll all get heard in their proper order, but they're just going to be pushed back like a lot of other things in our lives these days?
Yes and no. So we know that they're going to be pushed back, but the question is how far? And we just don't know that. So take these March cases, for example, that just got postponed. They could very well wind up being argued, say, next month or sometime later in the spring. Now, just as some backdrop here, the Supreme Court generally issues all of its decisions in argued cases by the end of June. So the Supreme Court could still hear these March cases argued later in the spring and still issue a decision in time. Now, the fact that these decisions usually come down by late June, that's really just a matter of custom. There's no law saying that has to happen. So the Supreme Court could potentially even extend its customary end of the term decisions a little later than June, possibly into July or who knows.
Right. Jordan Rubin, thanks so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. Very interesting that the coronavirus is even impacting the day-to-day operations of the Supreme Court.